After packing up their things, Leonard girded his loins and broke his personal teleportation record once again. With Jaxie, Millie, Rita, Dawn, and Sunny in tow, he teleported them to Ambrosio's dimension.
Whoa. Leonard, are you okay?
Fucking aces! Ready to run a marathon? What the fuck do you think? I just throwed up, Sunny!
Whoa, you sound like Dawn when she's about to start her period.
Hey! Most autistic people with uteruses experience premenstrual dysphoric disorder. And if you weren't swallowing so fucking loud all the time, maybe I wouldn't get so fucking cranky and feel like walking in front of a bus.
Yeah, Leonard, you sound just like that.
I'm sorry I got snippy with you, Sunny. I'm sorry, everyone, but I don't think I can transport that many people again. I feel like shit. I've broken my own personal record twice!
That's quite all right, Leonard. Thank you for getting us here. We won't ask that of you again. If you all don't mind, can we get out of the open? We can collect ourselves and develop a plan somewhere less dangerous.
LMAO. Dip, yeah. We're in vampire hell, huh?
Does it seem a little dead here to you? Where is everyone?
The gang surveyed their surroundings for the first time. The city looked meticulously cared for, yet abandoned. Tall, gleaming Art Deco skyscrapers jutted upwards into a glowing blood-red sky. Every building complemented the design of the one next to it. If this hadn't been a dimension run by a guy who invented vampires, it would have been beautiful.
Quit looking around and hide.
What's your deal? You're fucking tweaking.
Oh, my lord.
Oh, gonna barf again?
That's a distinct possibility, but that's not what I was oh-lording. Millie has never tried coffee before. I'm realizing at present this means she's likely never had caffeine until today as well.
How many cups did she have?
I just had 3. It's fine. Let's go. We have to move. Does anyone else feel like their heart is sweating?
She had a large mug. It's closer to 5 cups of coffee. Though she is fucking tweaking, she is correct. Just because it seems to be a ghost town doesn't mean...
Whoa.
What is it? Has something struck you?
Oh my god, it's just his vibrator.
Oh.
I'm alright!
Well, if anyone's here, they certainly heard that.
You should go meet Keegan.
But how will I find you?
We'll stay nearby. Go.
Okay!
Quickly, we must find a place to... Oh. Oh.
You okay?
No. I fear Ambrosio has warded this dimension against me somehow. There's a churning in my abdomen and writhing pain. I felt increasingly ill since we arrived here. Christ. Ambrosio has cursed me.
Oh my god, It's not a curse, you fucking dramatic weirdo. She had 5 cups of coffee, Rita. What does caffeine do to some people's tummies?
Oh! Okay, alright, I see. Millie, what did you eat for breakfast?
I just had a half a bagel at Leonard's. I was anxious and had no appetite.
Cool. So you're about to poop real bad.
What?
Yep.
You aren't used to caffeine. Coffee makes you poop. You drank half a pot of coffee on an empty stomach.
Oh.
Well, I'm gonna go see if it's clear to hide in that building over there.
Good idea.
Yeah, I think we can keep an eye out for Leonard from that window.
Where the fuck do you think you're going?
Me?
Yeah?
We're hiding in that building.
We are going to go hide in there. You can come after you find someplace to poop.
I can't come with you?
And poop in our hiding spot.
Absolutely not.
You have to use a toilet, Millie. You can't just poop where we hide. Even if there's a toilet where we hide, we don't want to smell your stinky poo-poo. That's okay. I'm new at pooping, too. You can meet us when you're done and tell me all about it.
I'll tell you nothing. Oh, fuck me. Fuck, where'd I put it?
Ricky frantically searched the drawers in their desk while his co-worker and Operation Orgy Friends comrade, Linda, watched. On Ricky's desk sat a small palm-sized pewter pentagram. Isn't that just funny to say? Like, palm-sized pewter pentagram. See? Palm-sized pewter pentagram. Palm-sized pewter pentagram. I digress. It wasn't a complete pentagram. Upon inspection, one could see that it was comprised of five pieces that fit together like a puzzle, and one of the points was missing. Ricky had assembled four of them, and they were searching for the fifth. Next to the incomplete symbol lay one of his framed photos with Kyle, flipped face down.
Why'd you keep all the pieces of your little pentagram all over the place?
Because Kyle asked me to do so for his safety and privacy. This pentagram was made by a necromancer in the 15th century. That necromancer managed to create a door to Kyle's pocket dimension using it. He confiscated it because it was fucking annoying to have someone pop into his dimension whenever they wanted. Kyle gave this to me in case of an emergency, like when humans give someone a house key. I kept the pieces in different places so nobody would find the full pentagram and use it against Kyle. If something went wrong, he wanted me to be able to get to his dimension. I haven't... got it!
And what are we gonna do with this?
We're going to his pocket dimension, Linda. Keep up.
But why? Why are we going there?
If we're gonna take down the DMV, who better than Death himself to help us?
But I thought he was wanted by the DMV.
If we end the DMV with his help, that won't be an issue.
Do you really think we can do that?
If you asked me just this morning, I would have said no. But look at all the chaos out there with the Sybil situation. Look at what's happening on Earth with the dimensions merging. I think Rita and her pals might actually have a shot at killing Ambrosio. If we were ever going to pull this off, it's now. We have more help than Leonard ever fathomed when he started organizing this at the Bacchanal.
Wow. I can't believe we're going to do it.
Okay. Kyle wrote the instructions on how to use this thing on the back of this photo of us. I'm gonna need your help with two things.
Is that angel blood on your wall?
Fuck. Did I miss a spot? Rita killed Debbie in here.
Oh my god, ding dong, the fascist angel ate shit!
I know, it's great news. But we can be bitchy about Debbie later. Focus up. I need you to do two things for me.
Oh, sorry, yeah. What do you need?
The first part sucks. I need you to take these scissors and draw some of your own blood for me. I need enough to fill the center of the pentagram. I can't do it on account of I don't have blood.
Okay. How were you supposed to contact him without help?
Yeah, he didn't really think that part through. He has trouble with planning and details. I think he might have ADHD.
Oh, well, here goes nothing. Okay, I'm bleeding. So now
What's wrong?
I should have mentioned, I have vasovagal syncope.
You're telling me you're about to pass out?
Probably.
Linda, if you pass out, you can't do the second part of the plan for me.
I'm sorry. You needed blood, and I have blood, and you don't. I might barf.
How can I help?
If you have something cold in that mini fridge under your desk, putting that on the back of my neck might help.
Would a can of sparkling water get the job done?
Won't hurt. Okay. What do I need to do after this?
The portal will open once the blood fills the middle of the pentagram. I need you to make sure nobody tries to come through after I jump through. The portal should stay open until I come back with Kyle.
Guard the portal. Don't pass out.
That's it. I'm gonna try and be as fast as I can.
Go get your man, Ricky. I've got things, and try not to yatz and pass out.
Thanks, Linda.
Ricky jumped through the portal without hesitation. Ricky landed directly in Kyle's pocket dimension apartment. It looked a lot better than when they saw it last, when Kyle was depressed about seeing Rita die. Before they could walk further into the apartment, they heard a familiar sound.
Listen, you beautiful bony bitch. I don't know who the fuck you are, but... Oh my god. Ricky? You're my bony bitch.
Hey, my sweet Kale. Why did you pull a sword on me?
You're here to take me to the DMV.
No, I am here to take you to...
I'm not gonna spend more time locked up. I don't care if you were the best bonering I've ever received.
No, sweetie, you misunderstand. I want you to come help me take down the DMV.
Say what?
Operation Orgy Friends is happening. With what Keegan is doing on Earth and what Rita is about to do in Hell, we're finally gonna do it. We're gonna take down the DMV, and you're gonna be free. Thank you for putting the sword away.
So you really didn't break up with me when they sent me to the re-education camp?
Oh, baby, no. I've been waiting for you.
Oh, I've been waiting for you too.
Here, come with me. Let's go end the DMV, and we could be together without their interference. We could start a whole new life.
All right. Anything for you, my bony baby. Oh, shit. That's my Hot Pocket. Can I eat that before I go?
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I don't think we have time. I'm worried that Linda has passed out and is bleeding all over my desk.
You know what? I'm just gonna snag it and take it for the road.
Linda is bleeding, baby!
I'm coming!
Keegan stood in front of the crowd of witches at the workshop, much larger than the crowd in the previous meeting. If witches were going to come out of the metaphorical closet, they needed the input of more than a few representatives from major covens. Each representative at the meeting contacted their covens, and witches made their way to the workshop. After a lengthy discussion and some equally lengthy fighting, the majority of witches present agreed. They needed to do something, and since civilians already knew about vampires and demons, there had never been a safer time to make their presence known. The workshop already had a way to get this message out to the public, but Keegan had another idea, an idea that would be a lot harder to pull off than sending a message to the entire world. And he needed a full room of witches to make it happen.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. But now I have your attention, and that's what I wanted. How many people does this lecture room fit?
500.
Cool. And it's standing room only. Sorry, I'm so nervous, everyone. I'm great at social media stuff because I can edit myself, but talking to a room full of people is... I'm not good at it.
Okay.
So, we all agreed about telling the world about witches. Okay, not everyone, obviously, but... The majority agreed. The workshop had already created something for broadcasting a message across all devices capable of audio and video. This is one of their in-case-of-apocalypse things they prepped for. Well, a situation just like this. Now, here's the part of the plan I haven't discussed with anyone. And I needed you all here to even attempt it. Something Viv said when she suggested we tell the world about witches. Something stuck with me. She said that maybe there are some people who are witches, but they never used their power. She speaks from experience. She didn't know she was a witch for a long time. I've known my whole life, and she's arguably a better witch than me. What if there was something special in this broadcast for them? What if anyone who hears this story and has that extra spark of magic in them, what if we can make them know they have it?
What on earth could you mean?
I can call to people in the other world. It's easier for me to call my own ancestors than other people. When I do this, that extra spark, my magic, it's finding their magic. We can hear each other across the veil of death because of the magic we share. That's why it's so much easier. We're already connected. With 500 plus witches in a room, I thought we could try to do this with this broadcast. Maybe with enough of us here and me using my staff to channel that energy, we can talk to them directly. Our magic can find theirs, like we do with our ancestors in the other world. Except these will be living witches.
Did you come over here to pull me away from the mic because that idea was so fucking bad?
Kid, I came over because that's the most beautiful plan I've ever heard.
Really? It's forehead kiss good?
Without a doubt.
Kagan?
Yeah, Lupe?
I didn't exactly get a head count, but the general vibe of the room is that we think it's an incredible idea, and we need to try it. How do we help?
Here's my thinking. Druids of the room, I don't know if this is dumb or not.
Come on, tell us, kid.
Okay, well, I guess I'm thinking we could make a circuit. If every druid uses their spell focus to help me channel the message, I thought other witches being in physical contact would help.
Oh,
we've done this on a much, much smaller scale to help find someone in the other world together with death. I think Keegan is onto something.
If we could have the circuit include the broadcast device, the artificer set up... Is that done?
All done. We're ready to go.
Oh, fuck. Okay, yeah. So, I guess spread the druids out as evenly as possible and make a circuit that includes the device and the person who's going to talk.
Lupe... Why are you holding my hand?
I'm completing the circuit.
We haven't even decided who's going to talk. We need that person up here. Everyone out there needs to...
No. Y'all expect me to talk?
We need a druid to do it if we're going to try to wake up the sleeping witches of the world.
But there are other druids here. Come on, Uncle Chris. I see you out there. You come do it.
No.
Typical.
You and Viv have led us all this way, Keegan. It was always going to be you or her doing this thing.
You're not going to be alone. That's the whole point of your plan. We're going to be right here with you.
What do I say?
You know all the pertinent information, and for the rest, you'll figure it out. You're helping these people realize that they have a community they never knew about, that they have power they've never used. Just remember that, and speak from the heart.
Okay. I just got comfortable talking to a room of 500 people. Now I have to talk to the entire world. Okay. Flip that fucking machine on before I have time to think about this and spiral.
Lupe, would you mind?
No problem. This switch?
Yeah.
Hello? When do we go live?
We are live right now.
Oh. Oh my god. Oh crap. Hey, world. We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for an announcement.
I'm begging you to shut the fuck up.
You can't talk to me like that. I'm a paying customer.
Paying for what? We're locked in the back of a fucking coffee shop because literal demons broke through the front door while I was trying to make you your absurdly complicated drink order. It's the fucking apocalypse, and I still had to come to work. And you, apparently, still need to come and yell on your phone in public. I couldn't make you a fucking coffee if I wanted to right now. Sorry you can't play make-believe and pretend it's not the apocalypse anymore.
I am in real estate. I have to take calls. I can't come to a coffee shop to... Oh.
Listen, your phone is gone.
I threw it at a demon. It's not gone. I saw it fall to the floor.
And?
It might still be out there.
Cool, bitch. You want to go grab it?
No.
That's what I thought. Your phone has probably been smashed by a demon. My phone is in a cubby under the register. Unless you have a better idea, I'm going to try to find some news on this old radio in our tornado emergency kit, okay?
Won't they hear the radio and try to come get us?
They've certainly heard your loud ass back here and haven't tried to get us.
Hey!
They seem largely unconcerned with us.
I'm getting breaking news that a plane was grounded shortly after taking off at Lovefield Airport today after several flying demons grabbed the plane and ripped the wings.
What happened?
I don't know. I didn't touch anything. It's still the same station. I wonder if...
When did we go live?
We are live right now.
Oh. Oh my god. Oh,
what's going on?
Why would I know?
Hey, world. We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for an announcement. If my friends manage this right, you should be seeing or hearing this on any device you have. I want you to understand that this isn't a prank. I know the world seems pretty unbelievable at the moment, and I'm sorry. But I need to give you some more unbelievable information. Witches are real. I wish I had a better way of telling you this, but they are. I'm not talking about folks who practice witchcraft. I'm talking about people who command the natural forces beyond our current scientific comprehension. That's how I'm talking to you right now. Very talented artificers enacted the emergency alert system that I'm using to talk to you right now. Witches are humans. We're simply humans with a little extra helping of that magic that makes everyone alive. It's with that extra energy that we can do what seems impossible to others.
Great. Some insane little boy is on the radio talking nonsense.
I know you've just learned about vampires.
Shut the fuck up!
And I'm hoping that in the context of the very real demons everyone is witnessing, you'll know I'm telling the truth. What would I even have to gain from lying to you? Historically, witches have taken on the responsibility of protecting the Earth and the people on it. We are a vital part of this dimension's ecosystem. As you can imagine, witches have been incredibly busy lately, seeing as our ecosystem has been entirely fucked by powerful beings from other dimensions. We're trying to keep up, but we can't. Here's where you come in. We need your help. We usually work in secret, but since you know about vampires and demons now, it only makes sense that it is time to learn about us. We need you, all of you, to help in any way you can. Hell is bleeding into Earth, and we have people in Hell trying to stop it, but we need help protecting Earth until they do. We need you to buy us time. We need you to help keep your community safe while we do the kind of stuff only a witch can do. If you have medical training, organize with street medics. If you have self-defense training, offer to guard those less physically able around you. Make sure your neighbors have food. Help clear the areas near rifts so witches can work. Find ways to be a helper, please. Now here's the part that's going to be even harder to believe. Some of you listening out there are witches, and you don't know it. You've probably come from a family who long lost their roots, thanks colonialism, and lost touch with their magic. But it's still there. It's always been there. Your ancestors may have abandoned their magic, but you can find it again. You can feel it, right? You know I'm talking to you. You know I'm talking to you. You feel like something is waiting for you, just around the corner, and that your life will finally begin once you find it. This is it, bud. You've been the weird one your whole life. You're the one who gets put in charge when you don't want to be. You're the one who feels this overwhelming urge to learn and create, because that's the reason for your being. If you feel like I'm talking to you, I am. Come help us. Come find us. You're not alone, and you never have been. We need your help. The world is counting on you to realize how much power you have. The only way out of this is through it. And the only way we're getting through this is together. It's time to do what you were made to do. It's time to make some magic.
They expect the Chili Festival to take place as planned, despite the recent evisceration of the entire judging panel by demons from another dimension.
What are you doing?
I'm doing what that little witch dude on the radio told me to do.
You're gonna listen to some child who's playing some elaborate prank?
He said my name.
I don't even know your name.
Look at the name tag, bitch. I'm Aster.
Okay, Astrid. The little boy didn't say your name.
He literally said, I'm talking to you, Aster.
You're fucking Delulu. He said no such thing.
Well, okay. If you didn't hear my name, I think that's just more evidence that he was talking to me.
What does that even mean? I'm gonna die in a supply closet with a mentally ill barista.
If you're not gonna help, you need to stay out of my way.
What are you looking for?
Brulee torch.
Oh yeah, for all the sugar we need to caramelize.
The owner had us doing a gimmicky creme brulee drink a couple years ago. It was taken off the menu when Alicia set the counter on fire.
Are we trying to set a counter on fire now?
No, the brulee torch is to go with this.
You're trying to make a homemade flamethrower with a can of disinfectant spray and a brulee torch because some little boy on the radio told you to?
I'm doing it because he was talking about me, okay? There we go. Brulee torch. Here's hoping it's still got some fuel.
You really think you're a witch?
I don't think I am. I don't know why, but I know. I know I'm a witch. I knew before I heard my name. I know it for a fact now. He started talking, and I knew. He talked about feeling like there was something right around the corner. He helped me turn the corner.
So, now what? You're gonna go out there and make a redneck flamethrower because this kid convinced you you're a witch?
Well, if I don't fuck it up, I'll be making more than just a flamethrower. Like the kid said, let's see if I can make some magic. Before I get to the housekeeping section, I want to thank our Patreon supporters, like Bethany Glass, Percy, Chamberlain Foreman, Nunya B, Kate Michigoose, K Genius, Chips 1012, Dave Peril, Megan E, Carl Brooks, Natasha Neves, Gus, Lucy, Helen Clifford, B Trossler, Sewing Seraph, Rachel Rachelson, Fintago, and Randy Lovings. I also wanted to welcome Carl to the show on this episode. Carl is our newest addition to the cast, and we're so excited to have him for these last few episodes of Today's Lucky Winner and for the entirety of the spinoff for Today's Lucky Winner. I'm very honored to have Carl join the cast, and I am so happy he is hanging out and playing make-believe with us. At this point, I'm sure you know the deal that if you want to help us, you can tell other people about the show. We don't take paid ads, and we don't pay for advertising, and the way we grow is entirely by word of mouth. And y'all have kicked ass at this for nearly 5 years, and you will help us make more weird audio drama by, you know, getting more people to listen to the show. If you want to help us in another way, you can subscribe and leave a rating and review on your podcatcher of choice. This helps the algorithms know that people like the show and helps, you know, people listening to similar shows get, you know, our show recommended to them and helps us get new listeners. If you're in a place to help us financially, you can go to the show details to find a link to the Mixnomer Patreon, where you'll get rewards for the shows we do now and any shows we do in the future. Like, one of the rewards for today's lucky winner is cast recordings. So at certain levels, you get access to the raw, unedited cast recordings we do for each of these episodes. You can watch me fuck up lines I wrote myself. You can watch us test out different ways of giving a line reading. You can watch the actor say, hey, can I try something a little funny here? You can watch us make each other laugh by making dick and fart jokes. So, if you want to support us and you want some, you know, yummy little extras, you can go to the show details to become a patron on our Patreon page. And if you want to come hang out with us, you can also check out the show details to find a link to our Discord server, where we do really fun stuff. Like this weekend, we will be doing an Infinity Nikki stream, Violet and I will. And, you know, it's a fun girly dress-up game, so it'll be really fun. We do streams every week for Body Doubling and Stitchin' Bitch. We have a really great time. The vibes are immaculate. Half of everyone there is autistic. It is my favorite Discord server, and I'm not just saying that because I'm the boss baby of that Discord server. I love you. Drink some water. Unclench your jaw. Put your shoulders back. You know, quit slouching, don't go shrimp mode, and make sure you get plenty of sleep tonight, okay? That's all I've got for you this time, little buddies. Until next time, try not to die.